Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rob Rossi, after that segment was over, texted Craig and said, "Man, the boys are awfully testy and agitated when it comes to the Penguins today." Yeah, no bleep, Rob. They're down 2-1 to the worst team in this tournament, and in an hour, they're going to interrupt our show to play a do-or-die game that everybody is anxious about. So, yeah, we are a little bit worked up.
Rob's very zen, though.
Yeah. He's also blowing hot air, brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling and Reams at aphvac.com. Chris, do you feel like it's already the end of an era? Do you have the feeling right now inside of you that down 2-1 to Montreal, the Penguins' window to win another Stanley Cup with this core has already closed?
I don't, simply because they haven't lost the third game yet. This is such a cliche, and like part of me doesn't even want to be saying it, but I actually believe it with these guys because they have dug deep before, although not in this setting, not this early, and not against a team this bad. They have shown that kind of mettle to rally in tough situations against very good hockey clubs with mostly the biggest names intact all the time and win. But as soon as that game goes final today, if they're on the wrong end of the scoreboard, it's absolutely the end. I mean, we're right on the precipice
it's
here.
It's absolutely the end.
How could you not make wholesale changes? Like, you said it before this all started, and I will hold you to this, that you will have a hard time critiquing them, even if they went out in this series, because of how bizarre all of this is, right? Is that a fair accounting of what you said?
Yeah, I said that.
I said that I would not have a hard time because I don't care how long of a layoff there's been or anything else. Montreal is so bad. They have one player. They have a goalie who hasn't been like Carey Price has held them to one goal or no goals. They've scored goals on him.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal is such a bad team that to lose to them, if they lose today, they won't even have pushed the Canadiens to an elimination game. To me, that's the sign that you have to start making real changes, that you've made bad moves that are too poor to overcome, and you've got to think about the way you're doing things and rethink it and reevaluate it. It happens in a hurry in the NHL, man. It does. You know this. Very rarely do teams whose best players are in their early and now mid-30s continue to win big.
There you go. It's even more appropriate to talk about this because it is Sidney Crosby's birthday. He's 33 years old now.
It was Malkin's a week ago.
He's not Sid the Kid anymore, but this is, Chris, you might say this is maybe a parochial or Pollyanna thought to have about Sidney Crosby and about the Penguins by extension. I see what Tom Brady's doing in another sport in his 40s, and it just makes me feel like somebody with the same work ethic and the same desire to win can be an exception to the rule and break the mold too. And that to this point in hockey history, there are almost no cases of teams being led by stars in their mid to late 30s. I'm not talking about having a big role. I'm talking about being the main engine, the nucleus of the team. It is so odd, unusual for that to happen. Gretzky didn't win in his 30s. Obviously, Mario had injuries that deprived him of that. You got to go back. The last time a team won the Stanley Cup with a player older than Sid leading his team in scoring was Solani with Anaheim in 06. It just does not happen that much. So they got to be different. They got to be an exception to the rule. And I just think because they have such a transcendent player, they'll have a chance to do that. Your way of framing it, if they lose, they're done. To me, if you honestly feel that way, then there are no sacred cows. Like, you're ready to just, we've got to get out of some of these contracts and we got to move on from these stars as quickly as possible because we're not going to, you're saying they're not going to win with them. They're not going to win with players in their mid-30s.
No, they're not. Well, they're not going to win with Jack Johnson making the kind of money he's making. That's a problem. But here, I'll lay it out here. And people don't want to hear it, because, and I don't really want to be the one saying it, because I've thought all along, I said these guys are going to win the cup. So, like, clearly this has opened my eyes a little bit. They just haven't gotten big-time game-changing performances night in, night out in this series, especially from Malkin, who's been really bad. Just for point of argument here, and I know the Oilers, who are just a dumpster fire through and through of a franchise, they're a mess. They continually have squandered almost every number one overall pick. But they're a team that's also on the ropes that people thought might make a deep run, all right? Best two players, Draisaitl and McDavid, obviously. Combined age of those two men, 47 years old. Combined age now, because Malkin just had a birthday, of Crosby and Malkin, 67. That's 20 combined years older. 20. That team still has a future. Probably not, because they screw everything up that they touch. But you get my drift here. Auston Matthews, that's just a fact. You know who I think is defying, and I don't like the Brady comparison, to go back to that for a minute here, only because he plays a position that is protected physically, that is, you're asking Crosby essentially to say, continue being the best player in your sport and continue being the ultimate grinder, when physically that shouldn't be possible. The better analog for me is LeBron James. But he has even surrounded himself with a considerably younger guy in Anthony Davis, who's going to be the featured player there in a lot of ways. There is no, like, Jake Gensel's the closest comparison I have to that kind of player.
You know, Craig is just so obnoxious. He's playing French-sounding music in there, Chris. You should hear this guy. He's so into the Canadians right now. He's got Rosetta Stone French. He's talking about going out and maybe ordering French onion soup for dinner tonight. He is so in.
Well, that's because he bet on, that's because he was like the one who was, yeah, I know. The Brady thing, though, really doesn't work for me. I know he is a freak. But Crosby is asked to do physically a lot more than Brady in an average game, is he not? Like, Brady has to stand back there, make the right mental decisions, and then execute passes. Crosby's got to go in there and get his ass kicked physically, because he's still the target of every team's efforts defensively, and he's got to find a way around that. There is just no analog in professional sports to what he and Malkin have done, by and large, in terms of the way the sport is played.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.